Last night, old Joe's caretakers allowed him to say goodbye to the American people after he was sadly forced out of office by an internal power struggle within the Democrat Party, trying to read a teleprompter script that they had prepared for him, which didn't go over as well as the neat little letter that they forged his name on.
Ben Franklin was asked, as he emerged from the convention going on, whether the founders have given America a monarchy or a republic. Franklin's response was, a republic, if you can keep it.
Well, we are doing everything we can to try to keep it, and thank God Donald Trump survived. Otherwise, it surely would have been lost. And now all of the Operation Mockingbird assets are singing in concert about how amazing and qualified Kamala Harris is. She's gone from cringe to cool in 24 hours, says Van Jones, stunned at Camelface's TikTok phenomenon, because the communist Chinese, who obviously control the algorithms over on TikTok, are doing everything they can to try to boost her image and promote the videos that are somehow framing her as cool. One of those useful idiot TikTok twits is Harry Sisson, who was welcomed on the Clown News Network to celebrate her amazing achievement.
But Harry, you know, you and I met, you were talking about Biden, and I want to get to that because you supported him and you believed in him all the way through. But the clips from Harris's first campaign rally, that was just a few hours ago, are flooding TikTok. So what are you seeing and what are you hearing from people that's different from what you heard before?
Let me just translate that setup for you. What talking points have your handlers prepared for you, sissy, to share with our audience here on CNN?
Yeah, you know, Aaron, it just feels like this energy has been injected into the Democratic Party. There's like an excitement that I haven't really felt since 2020. And I think people are really...
An excitement in 2020. They were excited for old Joe in 2020.
And I think people are really lining up behind Kamala Harris. She's more in line with like younger generations. She has policy that younger generations support. And people are really feeling her candidacy. And like you just mentioned the rally, the crowd there was insane, enthusiastic, excited. And we're kind of just seeing that also in person, but also online as well.
And get a load of this beauty from Newsweek magazine. Donald Trump supporters are flipping to Kamala Harris, according to a new poll. I got news for you, Newsweek. There isn't a single person on planet Earth who even remotely thought about or was leaning towards supporting Donald Trump and now is flipped to support Camelface. And because she is the DEI candidate, she is the DEI VP, chosen by old Joe only because she's a black woman, desperately trying to pander to the black vote. A lot of the Democrats, the liberal media now upset that we're just pointing out this fact. This from USA Today. DEI candidate? What's behind the GOP attacks on Kamala Harris? I'm sorry, but all we're doing is citing the very reason that Joe Biden said that he chose her as his VP in the first place.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. It starts at the top with the vice president.
Diversity is our strength, they say, as racial strife continues to be a primary source of conflict in the United States of America.
Wakanda forever. Paid for by Kamala Harris.
And since our country has been invaded by an army of over 8 million illegal aliens under the Biden-Harris administration, despite Kakala being supposedly in charge of the border czar pretending that she was going to stop that problem, now the media is claiming that she never had anything to do with the border at all. This from Time Magazine. Camelface Harris was never Biden's border czar. Here's what she really did. Well, obviously, we know that she did nothing. Well, she didn't do nothing. She helped allow the invasion to happen. And guess what the American people telling them everything was just fine.
Would you call the border secure?
The border is secure.
We're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever.
That's in 1 year, by the way. 2 million in 1 year.
I'm confident this border's secure.
And actually, credit to Chuck Todd, who's probably tired of the criminal invaders now taking over his neighborhood as well. He can only hang out in his ivory tower over in the Hamptons for so long before finally the invaders find him too.
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
And while the liberal media is pretending that she had nothing to do with the border crisis whatsoever, thanks to the power of the internet, we have a clip of old Joe admitting that she was at one time tasked with pretending to stop the problem.
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries help us. We're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border.
Folks, it's just some folks coming across the border. Not an invading army, not 8 million criminal invaders who have no business being here, let alone staying here, let alone sucking off of the government teat in our tax dollars. This from Axios, one of these online wastes of cyberspace. The Trump campaign and Republicans have tagged Harris repeatedly with the border czar title, which she never actually had. That's interesting because here is an article from Axios a few years ago after she was appointed by Joe Biden as the border czar. And thank God Donald Trump is back to his usual self. He was a little subdued during his speech at the RNC, which is totally understandable, having PTSD undoubtedly coming on stage again after being nearly assassinated. But here he is in North Carolina, sounding like his old self again.
For 3.5 years, Lion Kamala Harris has been the ultra-liberal driving force behind every single Biden catastrophe. She is a radical left lunatic who will destroy our country if she ever gets the chance to get into office. We're not going to let that happen.
Wait,
you know,
it.
I was supposed to be nice. They say something happened to me when I got shot. I became nice. And when you're dealing with these people, they're very dangerous people. When you're dealing with them, you can't be too nice. You really can't be. So if you don't mind, I'm not going to be nice. Is that okay? They want me to be nice.
Now that's the Donald Trump that we love. And this is the new t-shirt that everyone loves. It's the Fight for Trump shirt. You should order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. And through today, I think today's the last day. The email from the distributor said to Friday. It didn't say through Friday. It said to Friday. So I think it ends today. You can save 20% off of anything by using the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code HEATWAVE20 at the checkout to save 20% off your Fight for Trump shirt or any of my awesome designs. And check them out.